"Tiredness kills," the sign said, as I drove to see you for the last time, going back to what had once been home. You were not there. Later, I sat and touched your hand and hair, and tried at least to cry. The hand was cold, soft but unmoving. You were somewhere else. No need for me to stay since you had gone away. No illness. You were very tired. You told me when you rang you thought you were ready to go. We spoke for a last time. I did not know it then. You wrote a card telling me all was well. You went to sleep and woke up somewhere else. They flew this home, a body, to be burned, while we agreed to let you go who had already gone without permission, willful it appeared as ever. You would not come back to us. "Tiredness kills," the sign said. "Take a break." I saw it leaving you for what would now have to be home. Behind me was a house, yours once, without an owner. Not a home, just rooms that once meant something. Take a break. You'd taken it for good. You'd done your time, still helping out with what you had to give, money or shelter, words and food, and love, and memories of all you hoped to keep for those who would come after. Time to take the rest that you had earned, unbroken sleep. So this is independence of a sort, and now I have to be grown up and start to keep the home for those who have the wit to be the children now, or luck, or what it takes. I do not feel too tired just yet, but half of life, or more, who knows, has gone. We never pay our elders, so our debt is to the Commonwealth. We take our turn and wait to see what happens, as we earn the grace to know when it is time to leave these habits of reciprocated love.